Welcome to the show. Today I want to talk about how just one evergreen webinar built my seven-figure online course business. And if this is the first episode ever on this show, go on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you're hearing this episode, subscribe and leave a five-star rating with a great review if you get any value out of this episode. So first off, what is an evergreen webinar? You're asking, right? So an evergreen webinar is something that can run 24/7 the whole week without any pauses, and anyone can everybody can register for it and watch it immediately. And this is an amazing thing because you don't have to be presenting every day or every week, and it can just generate you leads as you go all the time, and it never stops. So the way you normally do a webinar is you hop on a webinar, you prepare everything, and then you promote it, and then you go live on a specific date. So the difference between us that the evergreen webinar is completely automated. So you just record it once and then it plays, let's say, every 15 minutes, 60 minutes, 30 minutes, or any day of the week that you set. So it's completely customizable, and you just have to create it once. So that's the main benefit. And the coolest thing about it is that you can promote it everywhere you want. So you don't need to be stressed out if you're promoting like a live webinar, for example. You're very stressed out because it's happening on Thursday and you have to promote hard the whole week. And then you launch the webinar, make some money, and then that's it, right? So evergreen webinars work the whole year, like basically like forever. So I create one webinar and it's working the whole year. So the pros in an evergreen webinar are you only pay for or produce a webinar once. That's obvious, right? So you just create one presentation, you record one presentation, and that's it. So every single webinar can be used for as how long as you want. That's another pro. And you don't need to have a live presentation or live event. It's fully automated and keeps generating you leads, and you can focus on driving traffic instead of every time refining your presentation and everything. And you can actually focus on building your business instead of just your improvement of your actual presentation and caring about, oh, are people on the webinar, is the technique working and everything. That's it. So basically, evergreen webinars are like cloning yourself and having you pitching your product all day long to tons of people all around the world. And the good thing about it is on an evergreen webinar, so that you can interact with all the people in the chat 24/7, and you can actually put your support stuff in the chat room where the automated webinar is playing. And every time somebody asks a question inside the webinar chat, you can have your team respond to that, and you can close even more people. So the only cons I can think about it is that it's a little harder to produce an evergreen webinar because you have to put in like 110% effort to keep people engaged, right? So in an live webinar, you can just say, hey, James, good to have you here. What's your question, James? And everything. Yes, so you can get more interactive with individual people. So the other con is that you can't talk about specific dates, deadlines on weekdays, hours, and everything. That's that's kind of bad. But you can do workarounds with this, like with what's it called, deadline funnel. And then it's not so important with the dates and deadlines and everything. So you can do a really good workaround with it. So why do webinars matter? So for me, this is where I built my first online course business to the seven-figure mark. So webinars are the highest converting thing that exists right now. So take an imaginary picture and picture yourself seeing a Facebook ad, and then you see a great video where I'm explaining a technique and say, hey, I'm going to show you the web and the technique in depth in this free webinar. Okay, so that's amazing. People will sign up for the webinar, and then you take them through a journey that's 60 minutes, 90 minutes, even 120 minutes. And then you show them your product and it's amazing and people will buy. Why? Because you build trust, you build authority, you build likability, you build rapport. And this is the best thing to build an audience, because people will love you. Of course, you will have people that say, oh, that's bullshit. It's a, it's just a video sales letter you're putting on a webinar and you're just pitching your product and everything. But no, you're just giving people an opportunity to discover what they have to do to get the results. So what I do when I do webinars, I teach people what they have to do to accomplish what they want to do. I don't show them how they set up everything step by step and go into every software and everything. That's more for the course that I'm pitching, right? But the overall strategy is every time inside the free webinar. And that's why it matters. So it's the fastest way to build an audience, fastest way to make money online, and it's the fastest way to get your business to the seven-figure mark, right? So how I discovered the power of webinars. So very important. And a few years back when my e-commerce businesses had major issues because one of my business partners where I was in, I think it was Vietnam or something, and he logged into our shared ads manager account in Facebook. And suddenly this was the time when Facebook had this weird issue with shutting accounts down for no reason. And he logged into his account in Vietnam and then they blocked him off. The complete Facebook business manager platform, and everything was gone, right? So not only his business manager were blocked, mine were blocked, the ones of his clients, my clients, and everything was very, very bad. It was going all down the drain. And I had a little bit of savings, but man, if you have like a team, you have to pay software, you have to pay rent and everything, that's a bad place to be in if you can't make any money, right? So my whole way of generating traffic was just Facebook ads back then. And it killed me, right? Because I was doing like drop shipping, I was doing a little bit of consulting here and there, and was building some websites for people and everything. And Facebook was my way to go to generate leads and traffic and everything. And suddenly it stopped working. And then I had to figure out something else or I would be homeless, right? So what I started doing was creating a webinar presentation, doing it live first, the first time, 1, 2, 3 times or so. And then after I got some results, I did an automated one and it was amazing. So the first webinar I did was just me with a slide presentation, not even showing my face, nothing. It was just PowerPoint with text on it, not even pictures. And I had 30 people registering and I did €1,700. So I have a 997, so it's €997. And one with a payment plan. And I made 2 sales, 1 payment plan and 1 single payment. And this basically saved me. And I kept doing this over and over again with publishing new videos to YouTube, doing some podcasts and say, hey, here's this free webinar. And this was basically the start of me using webinars with online courses. And I'm doing it till this day because it's the most effective thing to sell your online courses, right? So if you would kidnap my wife or something and you say, hey, next week you give me €200,000 or dollars or something, or we kill your wife, and what I would do is I wouldn't take on a loan, it would take too long. I wouldn't go and rob a bank or something. I would actually go create a webinar, a very basic slide presentation, email my list about the webinar that's coming up, and sell them a $2,000 product. That's what I would do if somebody would kidnap my wife or something, right? So, and if you don't have a list, that's okay. You can start like me, publishing YouTube videos, doing podcasts, doing even blog posts. This will take a little bit longer, but I would start off with free traffic to promote your evergreen webinar, because your webinar is always online, right? It's closing 24/7 for you. You don't have to be there to record the thing. So this is how I discovered the power of webinars. And every time I launch a new course or something, I'm going in my mind through a webinar presentation. And first I think about what I'm saying in the webinar, and then I create like the whole structure of the course and everything. So I start always off with the webinar and then with the course and everything. That's important. So that's the importance of the webinar. So next one, what is the best automated webinar platform? And I've tested a bunch of them. Some were good, some okay, some bad, but I have a couple that are working fine for me. And right now I'm using EverWebinar because it's the best one for me and it fits my needs. So what I used before was ClickFunnels, just ClickFunnels pages, and then on the live page I had just a video auto playing and that's it. So I had a registration page and a live room and that's it. And everything was done with ads and email and everything. And it's okay, but I wouldn't recommend it because it's just like a video sales letter or something. I made so much more money after switching from ClickFunnels to EverWebinar just because of the whole interface and the live feeling of EverWebinar. And this almost tripled my revenue when I first switched to EverWebinar. You could use other software and you could get similar results, right? So if you want to check out some of them, just Google for webinar software, but ClickFunnels and EverWebinar are the best right now, I think. But if you have the money, invest in an EverWebinar account, and I link it here in the show notes. If you want to, you can do a free trial or $1 trial or something and test it out for a couple of days, even months, I think. So that's the best webinar platform for automated webinars. So now I want to walk you through my my evergreen webinar formula, or how to create an EverWebinar. So the first thing you have to do, and this is essential, of course, you have to get the webinar software. You can't do a webinar. So get an EverWebinar account. The next thing is prepare your script for your webinar. So your slide and what you will say and everything. And if you're just starting out, just use the perfect webinar script from Russell Brunson. It's good to start off of. But if you get more advanced and everything, you can improve upon it, right? So you can make it your own, because no script is perfect. Like everybody's telling you with Russell Brunson's perfect webinar script, it has to fit your style of presentation. So first, if you're starting out, you don't have a style, so it's better to pick up something that's already working. But after you're really, really, really good at it, just make it your own. And the perfect webinar script is free, so he ships you out a CD with training of the video training of the perfect webinar script. There's a recording of him, and he's teaching how he's doing it and why he's doing it, and you get the script and everything. So that's a good one to start off. And if I'm doing a blog post or something about a script that I use, I will link it in the show notes and here on the blog. And after that, after you have your script written out, and I recommend writing it out, it could be 40 pages, maybe. That's what I did at the beginning. I had the Word document with 47 pages or 48, but somewhat ridiculous. And I just sat down and recorded the whole thing just reading from paper. It was crazy, but I made sales, right? So don't think, oh, I'm reading, it would sound it wouldn't sound very good, and that's bullshit. Just start off with the whole script and just do it, right? So what I like doing today is just make a bullet points and then just talk around those bullet points, and it's amazing if you get more comfortable with speaking in front of an audience or recording yourself. And so next one is obviously record your presentation, and I recommend you use Camtasia for recording your screen. It's a little bit of an investment because it's a couple hundred dollars, I think 200 or so, but you can edit your video and everything with it, and it's a good solution for this. If you want to go the free route, you can go with OBS. It's Open Broadcaster Software. It's free, but it's more complicated. It's not just pressing a button and record your screen. You have to actually set it up, and there are great YouTube tutorials with it, but it's more advanced, I would say. And you could even go live on it if you want to. So what you do after you've recorded your webinar is obviously edit it. So you have to edit everything out that's not that you don't want inside of there. So if you're doing a lot of ahs and you're repeating yourself constantly, just cut it out and make it so that people don't notice that there's a cut. So you just cut when they're silent or after a whole sentence, right? Don't cut in between of breaths or something. Just make sure nobody's noticing it. So if you're talking on a webinar, make a few pauses so you have spaces to cut. And next one is, after you've edited everything, you just create a new webinar inside of EverWebinar. And it's very easy, it's very quick to create because they have this streamlined process. I think it's 9 or 10 steps, and you have just to fill in the blanks and it works. I would recommend using Vimeo Pro for this, for hosting your recorded webinar, because you have to actually use a video hosting platform, and then you share the MP4 URL. It's a little bit techy what I'm talking about, but it's pretty easy once you know how it's done. It's just copy and pasting a link, but you have to use a Vimeo Pro for this to work properly. So so people can see that's actually a video that's playing and it's a quote-unquote live presentation that you're doing. So what I like to do next is picking a schedule that's not a weekday, but I like to do it on every top of the hour or every 15 minutes. I would recommend you do first top of every hour. So every time it's 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., at the top of every hour, your webinar starts playing again. So people register for the next hour webinar and they just see this webinar. I had a huge conversion drop off when I had top of the hour plus a fixed date. So today at 1 p.m. and tomorrow at 7 p.m. That is a conversion killer. It's really a conversion killer. I have tested this for years. And after I removed the second date, I tripled my revenue. So what I like to do is two things. When people are in the live room, I test two things always with every webinar. One is disabling the live chat and replacing it with the message box. So every time you're saying, hey, type something in the chat box, it displays nothing except a question box. They can write something in there and then you get the email, and then you can respond and the person gets an email back. And so you collect like questions and you can refine your webinar script and everything, and you can tell people inside of your presentation when you're recording it, you can tell them that the chat is disabled. They will only see their own messages and everything, and but it's live or something. It's what many people are doing. I don't like it when I'm lying to my audience, so I just say it's an automated webinar. And if you're typing a question or something, I get an email and I can get back to you. Or the second thing is that you can do is have the live chat enabled and have your support staff sitting on the other side of the chat room. So EverWebinar has this live chat room. Every time somebody's typing into the chat and asking a question, EverWebinar has this nice feature that it syncs all your automated webinars that are currently running into the same room. And then you can ask all individuals and they will only see their own questions and everything. And that's the power of using the live chat feature. And if you don't have the support team, you can just open a window on your home screen, on your desktop, and then just answer people that are going in there. It's usually, if you're running consistent traffic with, let's say, $20 or something with YouTube ads a day, then you will have like in an hour like 3 or 4 people watching the webinar, and that's it. And it's pretty easy to maintain and get people a great experience, right? So that's the most important thing. And if you're doing this live chat thing, people won't notice that it's actually a recorded webinar, and they love this one. So the next one is, how do I even promote my evergreen webinar? Because when it's automated, you have to do something different than it when it's live. And automated webinars are easier to promote. I just do a mix of marketing when I'm promoting my webinars. And what I start off with is just some simple YouTube advertising. So I go into Google AdWords, and then I do some in-stream video ads, and I just record a 60-second to 3-minute video where I'm inviting people to my webinar, and I just have them straight registering. And webinars tend to have a sign up a cost per lead of between minimum $3 to up to $9. And it depends on which stage you are. So if you're just starting out with your webinar, it would be between $2 and $3. And if it's scaled, it's going up until it's not profitable anymore. But this won't happen in the English speaking markets, because they are way bigger than, let's say, the French market or the German market or everything. If you want to scale a webinar, you can quickly scale your webinar as high as it's possible within 6 or 7 weeks, right? So you're burning the audience after 6 to 7 weeks if you're going to a different market in terms of your language. So if you're going to the German market or something, 6 weeks max. And if you're going international, you can scale the webinar for years because it's just the whole world, right? So if you're starting out with your webinar, you can just go into making ads for the US, and if it's working in the US, you can expand into Brazil or Sweden or Australia, and you can go to all these different countries and scale your webinar this way, and you can promote your webinar all year long. So that's what I start off with, and if I see it's working, then I create a bunch of content. I go to YouTube, create content about the webinar topic, and I pitch the webinar in every single video. Then I do podcasts, then I do blog posts. I even do joint ventures with other people's like podcasters, YouTubers, and what's it called? Bloggers. But what I like most is doing just videos with other people or by myself, because the videos are the highest converting ones and driving the most traffic out of it. Even if you're just starting out and you're doing a video and 50 people are seeing it, you'll get like 5 to 10 leads sometimes out of it. It's amazing. And you slowly start to build this content machine around the evergreen webinar, and you see that your whole social media presences will blow up and go through the roof. That's how I built my YouTube channels and everything. So that's how I promote my webinar. And in terms of Facebook ads, I don't do much. Sometimes I give them a bit of boost. And if the ratio is, if I spend $5,000 a week on YouTube ads, I do like $500 to $1,000 on Facebook ads, because YouTube ads are much easier to convert and you can get much more traffic. So it's easier to scale. So now the last part of this episode is, what's the best automated webinar funnel and what are typical conversion rates? So the best evergreen or automated webinar funnel is very simple. The simpler the funnel, the more money you'll make. Write it in your notebook. Write that down on your skin, tattoo it, engrave it into your brain. The more simpler the webinar funnel, the higher it converts and the more money you will make. That's the most important thing here. So what I like to do is I just have a simple, very simple registration page. There's just a headline and a button, nothing else. No pictures, no, especially no videos, because videos don't convert very good when you're using advertising like paid ads, right? So if you're promoting a webinar with your list, do a video. It's okay. That's very good. But not with paid advertising. Why? I don't know. I tested this a bunch of times, but it always didn't as good as just the headline with the button. And that's it for the registration page. On the thank you page, I have a short video explaining a few things about the webinar. For example, how long it takes, what they need to prepare, and that they shouldn't use Netflix via streaming and everything, but that's common, that's everybody doing. And then I tell people that they can get a reward if they stay until the end of the webinar. And that's a short bonus. Some people do giveaways and everything. I do something similar here. So what I like to do next is having a countdown page when they actually click to go into the live room. So it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, depends on when they're going in there. And I have a video making them pumped about the webinar and what's coming up. That's important for me because I see conversion rates go a little bit up when I do this, because people get excited, and the more excited people get, the better your webinar will convert. So last thing I do is doing a little sales page where I recap the offer and everything. I don't do replay pages, nothing. I just say there is no replay because I want them to show up at the live one. So typical conversion rates here are 20% on the registration page, 50% for the live attendee. So if somebody opts in for your webinar, half of that will see the live presentation. If you're doing a great job, you can even get those numbers to go through from 50% to 80%. So you have 80% of all the people who sign up will see the webinar presentation. What I found when I do the hook of the webinar perfectly, and I say that they get a reward if they stay till the end, I get around people to watch a 120-minute webinar. Oh, sorry, a 1 hour and 20 webinar. So they watch like an hour or something. So they just miss out the Q&A part of the webinar. So it's, what's it? Yeah, maybe 75% of the webinar they're seeing, right? So that's very important. That's the most important metric. How long are people staying on your webinar? And I would say everything below 50% of the webinar, or where you start your pitch, that's bad, right? So focus on that. And typical closing rates of the webinar should be, for a 997 product, should start at 1% at the minimum. And if you're doing a great job, you can go to 3-5%. What my best one was 7%, but this one was amazing. This was well thought out. It was timed perfectly. I had the perfect ads. Everything was aligned in a top conditions, and it worked amazing. All the affiliates that promoted this webinar were so happy that they promoted, because it was the highest converting that they ever had, and that's with 7%. So if you're just starting out as your first, be happy with the 1%. It's okay, you'll make money with it. And if you go to 3%, you have a webinar that's making you 6 to 7 figures guaranteed, and everything above that is making you very good money. So that's it for this episode. If you want to discover my little known step-by-step blueprint to create, launch, and sell a successful digital course, go to the link provided in the show notes and just go there and use see a page. It's a waiting list. You can sign up for this one. And if I go live and I'm preparing the workshop right now, I'll notify you, right? So that's it for this episode. See you in the next one. Bye-bye.